This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Attorney General William Barr says that President Donald Trump needs to stop tweeting about the Justice Department. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
People in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. Senate backed legislation Thursday to limit President Donald Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after a missile strike killed an Iranian military commander, and Tehran's retaliation after that strike raised fears of a broader conflict. The measure, sponsored by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, says that Trump has to win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Kaine and other supporters said the resolution was not about Trump or even the presidency, but instead was an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
When we speak in a bipartisan way on a matter of war and peace, we send a message to the troops that is a message of unity, and that's what the troops and their families deserve.
8 Republicans joined with the Democrats to pass the resolution by a 55-45 vote. President Trump has promised to veto it. This is VOA News. The Health Commission in Hubei Province, China, says the number of deaths from the coronavirus rose by 116 on Thursday. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the World Health Organization says a dramatic increase in the number of cases was due to a change in the way suspected cases are diagnosed and reported.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. prosecutors on Thursday added trade secret theft charges to their bank fraud case against the Chinese smartphone maker Huawei Technologies. As Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports, it further escalates the U.S. battle with the world's largest telecommunications equipment maker.
The U.S. government on Thursday added fresh charges to its criminal case against Chinese smartphone maker Huawei. The new indictment charges Huawei Technologies with racketeering, as well as conspiring to steal trade secrets from 6 U.S. technology companies in order to grow Huawei. The superseding indictment, filed in a Brooklyn federal court, also contains new allegations about Huawei's involvement in sanctioned countries such as Iran and North Korea. Huawei pleaded not guilty last year to charges that included bank and wire fraud. As part of that indictment, its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, was arrested in December 2018 and has been under house arrest in Canada.
That's Gillian Kitchener reporting. A veteran praised by President Donald Trump as a success story didn't actually benefit from the program touted at the president's State of the Union address. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
At his State of the Union address on February 4th, President Donald Trump singled out an invited guest while touting his administration's Opportunity Zones program.
Opportunity Zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins.
3 days later, Trump invited Tony Rankins to speak at the North Carolina Opportunity Now Summit.
I would like to thank the president for signing this bill, too, because without it, I wouldn't be standing here before you right now.
However, the job Rankins landed in Nashville 2 years ago didn't receive Opportunity Zone's tax breaks. Rankins will start work at a warehouse in Cincinnati next month at a site using the breaks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.